The following shiur has been presented by Rav Ari Adler, Pesach Inn and member of Kotel Merkas HaTorah of Los Angeles, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Beis discusses Cheres Hadraini, a certain kind of clay that was absorbed with Yenesech, it's Aser Bahana. The Gemara has a Shaila, Yiboilu Ma'u Lismech Ben Kare Hamita, is one allowed to support a bed with this type of Cheres? Roitze V'kiyumoy Aidei Dabar Acher Shariyoy Aser. If one wants and desires the existence of the Yenesech, Aidei Dabar Acher, for a side reason. I don't want the Yenesech to drink or to directly benefit, but I want it to be in the clay so that the clay will be able to hold up the bed. Is that Mutter or is it Aser? And the Gemara, Lefi Argyosa, says, or other Rishonim say, passing it on their own, and don't have the Gers in the Gemara, the Hilchsa Commander Asar, that we passing that Roitze V'kiyumoy Ayidei Dabar Acher is Aser, if one wants the existence of Yenesech, even for a side benefit, that's going to be Aser. We find a similar sugi on Daf Samach Gimel Amid Beis in Avodah Zarah. Sachar Lishra B'Yenesech Mahu. If someone is hired to break barrels of Yenesech and pour the wine into a pit, is it mutter for a Yisrael to be hired for that work? Mi'am Rinon Kivin Deroitze B'Kiyumai Aser. Do we say he wants the existence of the barrels of Yenesech? Because if the barrels would break before he breaks them, he doesn't get paid. So he wants them to be around, to exist. Is that also? Is that called Reitze V'Kiyumai? Or do we say, since in the end he's going to be breaking them and he's going to be Memayit Es HaTifla, he'll be decreasing Avodah Zarah in the world, maybe it's Mutter. And the Gemara discusses it. In any case, we see there's an Isser of Reitze V'Kiyumai of desiring and wanting the existence of Yein Nesach. We can clear what is the basis for this Isser. What's the basis, what's the Yisoid of the Isser of Roitze V'Kiyumai, of wanting and desiring the existence of Yein Nesach. Rashi, on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Aleph, Dibur HaMaschil Rabbanan Hi, says, Avo Yenesech, to also liyas roitze v'kiyuman, di Yisrael mitzuv v'levatel avodas kechavim v'tashmisheha. Rashi says the reason why it's also to be roitze v'kiyumay of Yenesech, to desire the existence of Yenesech, is because a Yisrael is mitzuveh, a Yisrael is commanded to get rid of avodah zarah from the world, and therefore since there's a mitzvah bir avodah zarah v'tashmisheha, there's a mitzvah to get rid of avodah zarah, and it's things which serve it. Therefore, one is not allowed to desire and have any benefit or desire in the existence of Avodah Zarah in the world. So according to Rashi, the Isser is based on L'chura, the idea of Biur Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah should be destroyed from the world. However, in Tosfos and Unzer Sugya, on Daf Lamed Beis, seems to hold differently, because Tosfos has a discussion, the end of Tosfos Der Maschav Ahach Adreitze B'Kiyumai, about a case where someone wants to keep food in a kli which is balua of with chametz v'pesach or basa b'chalav. If one has a kli that's absorbed basa b'chalav or chametz v'pesach, is it mutter to keep food in that keli? Rabbeinu Tam proves from the end of our sugya where the Gemara says, Lesei li isura be'enei, leka li isura be'enei, that if the isur is not be'en, it's not really around, it's not physically here, that there's no isur reitze b'kiyumai, and therefore it's mutter to keep food, dry food, in a utensil that's balua, that's absorbed chametz on Pesach, or basa b'chalav. But you see from Rabbeinu Tam, that if not for that svar, if not for the svar that the Gemara says, that leka li isura be'ena, that the Isser is not around, it would have been Aser to be Reitze B'Kiyumai, to want the existence of Chametz of Pesach or Basa B'Chalav. We know that Basa B'Chalav, there's no Isser for basa b'chalav to be in the world. There's no issur to keep basa b'chalav in your possession if one's not going to have hanah from it. So Rabbeinu Tam still says it would have been an issur roitzeh b'kiyumai by chametz v'pesach and by basa b'chalav. So we see clearly that according to Rabbeinu Tam, the issur of roitzeh b'kiyumai, the issur of wanting and desiring the existence of yeinesech or basa b'chalav, is not based on the halacha of levayer, based on the halacha that one has to destroy it. Rather, the chur of the pshat is that Rabbeinu Tam learns that the issur of roitzeh b'kiyumai is because it's a type of hana. As we'll see soon in the Shuvas Chasam Sefer, that there is an issur to benefit from Avreta Zara, Basa B'Cholav, Chametza Pesach, and therefore, Roitze B'Kiyumai, having a benefit from its existence in the world, is a type of hana, is a type of benefit, and it's also based on the issur of Isur Hana. So we see the Chura, a machlekes possibly, or maybe different applications of the halacha of Roitze B'Kiyumai, as we'll see. According to Rashi and Daf Samach Dalid, it seems to be based on the issur of, or the din of Bir Avodah Zarah, getting rid of Avodah Zarah. According to Tosfos and Daf Lamed Beis, we see also, or maybe only, that the Issur Roitzeh B'Kiyumai is called Hanah, is called that one is having benefit from the Issur. In Shuvas Chasam Sofer, Yerideh Semetzali Ches, he discusses this inyan, and Itaka writes that without Tosfos in our sugya, he would have said that there's no Issur Roitzeh B'Kiyumai by Basa B'Cholav at all, because the Issur Roitzeh B'Kiyumai is only on Isurim where there's a din beer, there's a din to destroy them from the world. Like Avodah Zarah or Chametz Pesach, he says there's a din to be Mevayir as a Chametz. So there would be an Issur Roitzeh B'Kiyumai. But Basa B'Cholav, where there's no din Levarim in Ha'olam, there should be no Issur of Roitzeh B'Kiyumai. But he says, you see from our Tosfos, there is an Issur Roitzeh B'Kiyumai even by Basa B'Cholav. So he says it must be that Roitzeh B'Kiyumai is called a Hana, is called a benefit. And he explains that specifically by Basa B'Cholav, where it's aser to have Hana even Shaloi Kederach Hanasa, even in an unusual manner, there Roitzeh B'Kiyumai is called having Hana. Although by Chametz Pesach, where it's only also to have Hano in a usual manner, it seems that the Chasam Sofer would still learn that the Din Roitzeh B'Kiyumai is based on the Din Biur Chametz, based on the Din of ridding oneself of Chametz. So again, we see the two Svaris, that the Issur Roitzeh B'Kiyumai can be based on the Halacha of Biur, of the Din of destroying it, or by possibly the Basa B'Cholav, it can be based on the Din of Issur Hano. The Mekor Chaim in Hilchos Pesach from the Nesivos also discusses this inyan. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Nun, says in Siv Zayin that it's also to rent a kli, a utensil to a guy on Pesach, with the understanding that he'll cook chametz in it, even though the chametz will not be owned by the Yid. Explains the Mishnah Berurah based on the Paiskim that because he's Roitzeh B'Kiyumai Shel Chametz, he wants the chametz of the guy to be in existence, because if the chametz would all spill out while the guy's cooking, then the empty pot would be on the fire and the pot might get ruined. So therefore he's a roitzeh b'kiyumai shel chametz, he wants the existence of the chametz, and therefore it's asur to rent a utensil to a guy on Pesach if he will be cooking chametz in that utensil. The Chok Yaakov says, Hu adin, it's asur to let the guy borrow, even b'chinam, even without any payment, to let the guy borrow the utensil, because again, the Yid's Roitzeh B'Kiyumai, the Yid wants the chametz to be around, because if the chametz will boil out, will spill, the kli may be ruined. The Mekor Chaim, over there in Sukkot Zayin, argues with the Chok Yaakov and says, basically the same yesod of the Chasam Sefer with a little bit of a different knetch. He says the Issur Roitzeh B'Kiyumai that we find in Maseches Avodah Zarah by Avodah Zarah and Yein Nesech is based on the halacha of Bittul Avodah Zarah, based on the halacha of one's supposed to get rid of Avodah Zarah, V'tash Mishel. And there it's also to be Roitzeh B'Kiyumai in any way, shape, or form. It's also to want its existence in any way, shape, or form. When it comes to other Issuri Hanah, says the Nesivos, says the Mekor Chaim, it's only osit to be roitzah b'kiyumai if you're getting a positive benefit from the chametz. So he says that by renting a kli to a guy, there you're getting the benefit of the schiris, you're getting the money of the schiris, and that money of the schiris is only going to become yours through the chametz being in the pot. If the chametz would spill, the pot would get ruined and you wouldn't get paid for the schiris, and therefore you're getting a positive benefit through the chametz being in existence. But when it comes to lending the guy a pot bechinam, there's no hanah, there's no benefit to the yid, and therefore there's no isser of roitzeh b'kiyumai in that way. And he brings a raya, because we know the halacha is that mekabel achrayis al chemsa shanachri beveis nachri mutter, that if a yid is mekabel achrayis, becomes responsible for a goy's chametz in the goy's rishus on Pesach, it's mutter. So even though if the chametz of the goy will somehow be destroyed, he'll have to pay, so he's definitely roitzeh b'kiyumai shel chametz, he definitely wants the chametz to exist, to be around. You see, since there's no hana, there's no benefit from that, it's just a roitzeh b'kiyumai without any positive benefit, that, says the Mekor Chaim, is mutter when it comes to Pesach. We see the same yesod in Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, Erechaim Simen Kuf Tes Zayin, and mentioned also in Simen Kuf Yud Tes, that the Issa Reitzah V'Kiyumai Lo Nemar Elo Davka B'Reitzah L'Haviach, that the Issa Reitzah V'Kiyumai, at least when it comes to Chometz, is only said when he's getting some benefit, but being Nitzel Mehefsed, but just preventing loss, does not create an Issa Reitzah V'Kiyumai, and brings the same Raya that one can be Mekabel Achrayis on Chemsa Shanachri Bevesa Shanachri, one can be Mekabel Achrayis on a Nachri's Chometz in the Nachri's Rishus. So we see that there's no isseroitza b'kiyumai unless there's some type of hanah. Based on the above, we can now discuss an interesting shaila in Hilchos Pesach. Ma'ase shehaya, someone was making a simcha immediately after Pesach and wanted to bake cakes and cookies before Pesach, freeze them, sell them to a guy mechiras chametz. He was soimech that one can sell chametz gomer to the guy, and then buy them back after Pesach and have them for the Simcha. Is that mutter? One of the shailas is that called Reitzah B'Kiyumai. He wants the chametz to be existent on Pesach. He wants these cakes and cookies in the freezer to be around on Pesach, even though they belong to a guy. Is there any isser to do that? Is there an isser of Reitzah B'Kiyumai? So the earlier Paiskim discussed a similar shaila. Matzei Pesach, when one wants to bake bread for the Matzei Pesach meals, they would use a kind of sourdough to create the bread. And there are shailas if one buys the sa'ar from a goy, there are shailas about how to take challah from the dough that was created. It's min achiv al aptur, min aptur al achiyuv. It becomes different questions about how to take challah. So the person suggested maybe one could make a sa'ar, make a sourdough before Pesach, Ayudei Yisrael, sell it to a goy b'mechiras chametz, and then Matzei Pesach you'll buy it back and you'll be able to put it into the dough, and it'll be min achiv al achiv. It'll be a Yiddish sourdough and a Yiddish dough, and therefore there will be no shailas of hilchos challah. So the Machne Chaim was asked this shaila. Machne Chaim is in Chelek Beis Erechaim Simen Chof Hei, and he says, Avad, it's also to do this. Number one, it's a harama. The whole Mechiras Chametz, he says, is dafka when you don't need specifically this Chametz, you'd be just as happy to get the money. So then you sell it to the guy, and you'd be just as happy if he pays you. So if the guy decides not to end up paying and he wants to sell it back, that's what Mechiras Chametz is. But if you specifically want this piece of Chametz and you wouldn't be happy if you were paid the money, then it's a harama to sell it to a guy and expect him to sell it back. That is a harama, number one. Number two, it's Reitzah B'Kiyumai. Number two, you have to be mafish challah from this dough. You want this dough back, this sar back, Matzei Pesach, to be mafish challah. That means the whole Pesach, you're Reitzah B'Kiyumai. You want this dough to exist. It's Aser Mishum Roitze B'Kiyumai. So you see that he considers this a case of Roitze B'Kiyumai, and it's going to be Aser. In Truvas Lohiros Nosson from Rav Nosson Geshtetner Zatzal, Chelik Dal Simon Lam Zayin, Hitaka asks based on Machne Chaim and other Svaris to put aside baked goods in a freezer, the Moshel, and sell them to a goy, and with the intent of buying it back. If you specifically want these baked goods, it's called Reitzah V'Kiyumai, and it's going to be Osir, as I paskins Rav Nosson Geshtetner Zatzal. Chuv Zarugat HaBoisem Simon Kuf Yud Beis has a similar psak. He says that if someone has one of the Yud Beis Chalas of a Tzaddik, someone has one of the Chalas that were on the Tish of a Tzaddik, it's also to sell it b'mechiras chametz and buy it back, because during Pesach, your Reitzah V'Kiyumai, you want specifically this Chalas, it's called a Reitzah V'Kiyumai Shel Chametz. However, there are those who are matter in the case we discussed, in the case where one wants to bake and put aside for after Pesach. In beautiful Kuntres, Zichron Pinchas, based on the Joshua of Rabbi Forsheimer, Shlita from Lakewood, in the Joshua to Yir Tovshin Samich, he's mitzarif a number of svaris that we've discussed to be matter the case that we, that about baking and putting aside in the freezer to sell mechiras chametz and to buy back. He says, number one, we know that there are svaras to say, the Pri Chadash and the Beis Meir are mitzadeid, that maybe the whole Issur Reitzah V'Kiyumai does not apply to chametz, because maybe the whole Issur Reitzah V'Kiyumai really is based on the chiyuv bir avodah zara, and therefore wouldn't apply to chametz. Number two, we've seen the Mekar Chaim and the Chassam Sofer say that there's no Issur of Reitzah V'Kiyumai if there's no Revach Mechudesh, if there's no active Hanah. You're not getting any real active Hanah on Pesach through the Chametz. Another Svar Lahatir is the Shar Ephraim, who says that there's no Isser of Reitzah B'Kiyumai if you don't do a Maise. And B'Tziruf, a number of other Svaris, Rabbi Forsha Meshlita, is Matir, the case we discussed, for one to bake before Pesach and sell the Mechiras Chametz, al das, that he'll buy it back and he'll have the baked goods for after Pesach. Another very Nogeid Zekeshaila in Hilchas Pesach again is someone who owns a nursing home or some kind of hotel where they provide food. Comes Pesach, and maybe by law they have to provide Chametz to the Goyim in the nursing home. So what's the Eitzah? So maybe we'll say, okay, you'll sell the whole operation, the whole nursing home, to a guy for the days of Pesach, and that way you will not be owning chametz on Pesach, you will not be nehenne from chametz on Pesach. The shaila is soif kol soif, your rights of a kiyumah shel chametz. You need the chametz to be existent. If the chametz wouldn't be served, they would shut you down. They would shut down the nursing home. So maybe that's called the rights of a kiyumah. So many poskim discuss the shaila. Rav Shlomo Kluger is Noite Lahatir. The Maram Shik and the Marshag are Machmir. Look at Shailas Truvas Kinetaira, Chelek Hei Simon Lamed Beis, who discusses it and wants to be Machmir. One of the Soras Lahatir is the Mekar Chaim that we mentioned, that there is no positive Hanah from the Chametz on Pesach. You're not a positive Reitzah B'Kiyumai. It's just Matzil Mehefsed. It's preventing him from having a loss down the line. In any case, this is a chomer de kashayla, and one would have to speak to their rav and speak to a merah rav to have a psak on the proper way to be mesader a mechira for, if it's possible to be done, and if so, how to sell the nursing home or hotel for Pesach.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.